Well, this is Dan Darling back here with another episode of Christians in the Time of Coronavirus. Glad for you to join me, and grateful for Life Audio and Crosswalk.com for making this possible. If you want to know more about me, you can go to my website, danieldarling.com. Well, today I wanted to focus on, I think, a really important passage of Scripture, Philippians 4:8, that I think really helps us during this season. I don't know about you, but me, one of the issues I've dealt with over the last couple of months is, how do we balance our news intake? I have always been a kind of news junkie ever since I was a kid. We got three newspapers that came to our house, and I would read the sports section and the front page every day. Now, of course, that's transferred to things like social media, Twitter and Facebook, and it can be so easy to kind of get absorbed into the news cycle, particularly in this time of pandemic, where we're really trying to say, okay, what's new? What's opening up? What new decisions have been made? What new drugs are being going through clinical trials? What are the new numbers going up and down? What do people think? What crazy things are people doing or not doing? And I have found myself that it's very easy to get sucked into that in such a way that we can kind of get either really fearful about what's going on, and so fearful and angry and restless, or we can get very cynical and distrusting, and it can kind of steal our joy. And I've had to remind myself to kind of back away from those mediums, put them down for a while, and concentrate what's in front of me. And so I wanted to read today from Philippians 4. Let's back up to verse 4. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any moral excellence and if there's anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Do whatever you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul is writing this from prison. This is not the final prison. This is not the worst version of prison that he would be in, but it was house arrest slash prison. It wasn't ideal. He was confined, if you will, like many of us have been, although he was probably in much worse conditions than we are suffering under. He is saying to the people he's writing, hey, rejoice. And when Paul says to rejoice, he's not saying summon up some kind of artificial good feelings that we might call happiness. Paul is saying, work hard and fight for joy. And I believe as Christians in a fallen world, Christians surrounded by bad news, where bad news scrolls up and down our timelines, where we're hearing it all the time, we have to fight for joy and not be so catechized and so formed by bad headlines and bad news. I'm finding it interesting even that it almost seems like there's an incentive to not believe good news, particularly during this time of coronavirus. Like, it seems like there's an incentive to only report the highest numbers or the worst numbers. And look, we need to be people of realism. We don't want to paper over reality. We need to face things as they are. But it's like, you can't share good news. You can't believe good news. Everything has to be bad. And we have to fight that instinct. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any moral excellence and if there's anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. I think we need to be wise about our news intake. We need to balance it. We need to get news from a variety of perspectives, not just from our tribe or our political affiliation. We also need to balance our news in the fact that we don't need to just take in so much. We need to set it aside and rest from it. And that can be hard to do, but I think it's just really important. Paul says to dwell on what's true. What is true? What is objectively true? What do we know? What is honorable? Like, look around the world and say, who is acting in an honorable way? What are honorable things happening in the world? What are things worthy of commending and praise? What is just? Where is justice happening? What is right? What are some good, objectively true and right things happening? What is pure? What is lovely? What is commendable? You say, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic. This is serious. I don't have time to do that. I don't know. Paul's in the middle of a serious trial and justice being committed against him by the Roman government. He's talking to Christians who are facing increasing marginalization for naming the name of Christ. Pretty serious time. Paul would be martyred for his faith. And yet he's saying, fight for joy. Find slivers of joy. Fight for it. Look for it. Look for good news. This is not being unnaturally cheery. This does not mean we don't lament loss of things that are really hard and difficult. But he's saying to fight, fight, fight for joy. And I think as Christians, we need to fight for joy. This means believing good news when we hear it. This means looking for silver linings. This means commending what is good. There's actually a new kind of web news show led by John Krasinski, the actor from The Office, famous show that people really enjoy. And it's called Some Good News. And he produces it from his house. And he just includes good things happening around the world, good news clips, as a kind of counterweight to that sort of constant breaking news, bad news headlines that just dominate cable news and Twitter and every other place. And I think it's really refreshing, and it's struck a nerve where people are really looking for good news. Well, as Christians, we have the best news. We know that Jesus Christ has defeated sin, death, and the grave. We know that God is not wringing his hands over the coronavirus. It doesn't mean we show a lack of concern and care, but we objectively have good news. So let's be the people who rejoice, who find joy, who fight for it. I think that in itself can be a great witness to a watching world. And so, if you're like me and you get easily discouraged or cynical about things going on in the world, look for those slivers of joy. Look for those pockets of hope. Look for those places where good things are happening and dwell on them. And most of all, take time to dwell on the objectively true, honorable, and just, and pure that you see in our Lord and Savior Jesus. He is the epitome of all those virtues. And the way that we know more about him is as we spend time in the Word of God. And so I think during this season, more than any season, we need to be in the Word. We need to be singing good hymns. We need to be, you know, regulating our spiritual diet in such a way that we can find joy. I hope that this passage has helped you. And thank you for joining me for another episode of Christians in the Time of Coronavirus.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.